Research through databases. Learning objectives. Ramp up your find good existing research skills. Below are a list of Doc's preferred databases. EBSCO Academic Search Complete, InfoTrack One File, Web of Science, PsycInfo, Sociological Abstracts, Social Science Abstracts, Google Scholar. Also, the University of Iowa has its own collection of databases located on the University of Iowa's library website. These are all free to read for students. You can search these databases with keywords to find articles or databases that are about the topic you are researching. Making sure that the database is a scholarly, reliable database is important. Databases can also pull up news articles and other sources, not just peer-reviewed sources. It is also important to evaluate the sources you get off databases using techniques previously discussed. So let's use an example of DocMC's favorite database. Clicking on the link above, we're going to find the EBSCO database. Click on E to locate the database. Scroll until you find the correct database and click on the hyperlink. On this page, you can choose which database you would like to search through. For our purposes, Academic Search Elite works just fine. Click on Continue. Here you can enter in whatever keywords or important topics you would like to pull up articles related to that topic. You can also filter things out. One important box you may want to check is the peer-reviewed box. This way you can get research that has been peer-reviewed. After selecting all parameters, you can press Search. From here, you can scroll and review all the results of your search. You can click on any articles of interest, review the abstract, and read the full PDF. Pro tip: as a UIowa student, you have access to a cool software program called EndNote. Click below to learn more. EndNote also has loads of great tutorials to get you started. Click below. The EndNote tutorial most relevant to this chapter, aka talks about some of the stuff that we talked about, is here. Click below. Caveat emptor. One thing you need to be wary of whether using a database-generated citation, example, you click cite and it feeds you a citation in the style of your choosing, or using a software program such as EndNote, is that you still need to double-check your citations. The information that filters into your citations does not always populate accurately. If the information in the fields has errors, your citations will also have errors. Then your professor will say, "You've got errors," and really, who wants that? Not you, obviously, because you're actually reading your textbook.